Rockstar, welcome to another episode of Random Musing. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, I want to talk about bullying and its different shades. So recently, a conversation was making the round on, I think, Twitter, where this lady, I think, was giving props to her partner, how he's a nice person, blah, 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 blah. And somebody else had quoted it and said, oh, this person, he can't believe he was such a bully in school, and now all of a sudden he's now like into, you know, religion, he's now born again, blah, 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 blah. And the person sort of replied saying, you know, you went to a military school, what were you expecting? I didn't bully you, it was just the school system. And I'm just like, what the hell? So I think that conversation kind of made people start talking about like the seniors that bullied them in secondary school and stuff like that. And you know, a reality star was also called out, and people were like, no, hell no, there was no way they could have been bullied, they could have bullied you, you know, she was nice to me, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, don't do that. Everybody's experiences with people are different, right? And bullying has its different shades. I will tell you guys a very interesting story. When I was in secondary school, I was bullied a lot. But by the time I got to SS3 or SS1, 2, 3, which is where you kind of have like a little bit of, you know, power, I really wasn't going to repeat the system or the cycle of like people bullying. In fact, I didn't even want to be called Senior Rafi. I think the only junior I ever like truly caned or anything would be like my school daughter. And I remember even crying as I was caning her. But if anybody ever comes up tomorrow on the internet and says, Rafi, you bullied me, best believe I would just go straight up and apologize, because bullying is not always the way that you look at it. So now, fast forward to uni. I went to uni and I was quite older than most of the girls in my class at the time I was in school. Maybe not so old. A lot of them, I was like 2 or 3 years older than them. I was 20 when I was in uni. Most of the girls in my class were like 17, 18. I think we even had a 16-year-old at the time. And there's this particular girl that I really used to like tease a lot. I would make fun of her a lot. I would tease her a lot. And I kind of was doing that as some form of endearment, because she kind of shared a name with somebody that I really, really like. I would joke around a lot. I would call her, you know, really cheeky names. And when we got to 400 level, she kind of said, ah, Rafi, you've always done this a lot. And I just really want to address the fact that I don't like it. I feel very uncomfortable when you make those kind of jokes. And she also wasn't like, she was also kind of slim. So I would call her like Opelenge and things like that. Opelenge in Yoruba means someone who is slim. And she just mentioned to me that she didn't like all of those things. And I was like, wow, I'm really sorry. Immediately, I apologized to her and I let her know that, see, I thought that I was sort of trying to, you know, connect with you on that level, because I'm the kind of person that will meet people and give them nicknames and give them some sort of something that we can bond over. But immediately she said she didn't like it, I immediately cut it off. I apologized to her and that was it. I mean, a couple of weeks after, she did come back to say, oh, Rafi, I'm like, please, 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 please. You cannot miss it. Yeah, the one that said you don't like it, and I've stopped. And that was it for me. I mean, do we feel some type of way when we get called out on our bullshit? Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that feels good about it. I mean, you technically want to think that you're a good person. So when you're being told that there's an aspect of something that you're doing that has now turned out to affect somebody else negatively, you feel some type of way. And your initial knee-jerk reaction, if you have not learned to grow and you've not learned to like realize and check yourself, is that you want to be defensive. As your human instincts, you want to defend yourself. You might even not be seeing the action that you're doing in the light in which the person that you're doing it to has seen it. But if they call it out, the first thing to do is to genuinely and sincerely apologize. You can go ahead and explain your thought process to them. Hopefully they get it. But your reaction after they've explained should be you trying to apologize to them, because bullying comes in all forms of shades. You don't have to beat somebody before you've bullied them. It could be the things that you're saying to them. It could be the kind of facial remarks that you make, because yeah, some of us are facial. It could be your facial expression when you see them. It could be the way that you talk to them. It could be the way that you associate with them. It could be the way that you also do not even associate with them, right? So we must learn to identify that bullying has all shades. And it's not until you are intentionally trying to make somebody feel bad before something can be perceived as bullying by them. So if somebody comes up to you and they feel some type of way, the best thing to do is to apologize and go ahead and explain your thought process. They might understand, they might not understand, but apologize regardless. Because for somebody to feel bad, take up the courage to talk to you about how you've made them feel bad, it means that it really, really hurt them deeply. So I don't understand why people feel the need to justify, like, oh, I went to military school, that's why. Oh, the school allowed me to beat you, that's why. Oh, we're doing this, that's why. Well, like, no. Explaining yourself should not be the first thing that you do. Apologizing sincerely should be the thing that you do. If you're grown now and you remember that back in school when you were a senior, you did terrible things to people, maybe this is the time to actually reach out to a couple of people you remember and apologize. Sincerely apologize. I know some of you remember, you in particular, you remember that particular junior that you were really, really mean to, that you made their life a living hell. Apologize to them sincerely from the bottom of your heart, because not everybody's going to come up and tell you how you've hurt them. And that is the one that is even more dangerous. Thank you so much for listening, and have yourself a fantastic week ahead.